Well, good morning, everyone. Let's dive straight into it. The commands of Jesus. And so we've been looking at the commands of Jesus this year. So as a reminder, you may not have heard all the messages. We've had the introduction. We've looked at how Jesus commands that we be born again. Jesus commands that we repent, that we come to him, that we believe in him, and that we love him. And the awesome thing is, there's a theme that's run through the series, that God himself empowers that which he commands. That's what it's like, life in the Spirit. That's grace. That's the new covenant reality we have. God himself empowers that which he commands. And what do I mean by that? Well, one example is Jesus commands that we be born again. And we've seen how he himself empowers our new birth. Jesus commands us to repent. We found that repentance is a gift from God. And it begins with God. There's a command from Jesus to come to him. And we found out that Jesus has removed every single obstacle that was in the way of us coming to him. And the command from Jesus to believe in him. We found that to believe in Jesus is to be saved in the salvation that he gives. And actually, the ongoing belief in Jesus is drinking the living water of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God and communing with Jesus. So this is life in grace, life in the Spirit. And last week we saw how we love Jesus because he first loved us. And so this week we're going to look at the commandment of Jesus to listen to him. Jesus says, listen to me. So we'll look at that together for a few moments. Just pulled out three scriptures. John 10:27, Jesus says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. And secondly, in John 18, in a conversation with a Roman leader called Pontius Pilate. Pontius Pilate says to Jesus, you are a king then. Jesus says, you say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. And then thirdly, on the Mount of Transfiguration, which is a very special event, when Jesus shone. And it says in Matthew 17:5, while he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, this is my son. So it's the Father talking about Jesus. This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. Listen. Listen, listen. So what does it mean to listen to Jesus? Well, I think all of us at times can suffer from a very common disorder. And that common disorder is called selective hearing. Brilliant. Well, you can always count on Joe, it's amazing. Now what that means is, you can go and ask Joe exactly what it means. But it means that we choose what we want to hear, and we choose what we don't want to hear. We select those things that we want to hear. Some people might call it cherry picking. And I can imagine when I was a young lad, not that long ago, but I can imagine when my dad called me to tidy up my room or take the bins out, I had trouble hearing him. It's like, take the bins out. What does that mean? You know, and I'll choose not to hear that. But when he whispered to me about Christmas presents or birthday presents or football tickets, I was all ears. I wanted to hear him. It's like my dad saying, take out the bins. What do you mean? Repent of your sins? I've done that. I'm not listening. But football tickets, Christmas presents, birthday presents, I was all ears and ready to respond. So Jesus sometimes calls his people sheep because he's the good shepherd. And he says, as we read, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. So listening to Jesus is not simply hearing what he says. Listening to Jesus is not just hearing what he says and then choosing whether we want to obey him or not, selectively. What it means to listen to Jesus is hearing his word, listening and responding in obedience to him. We follow him and we obey him to show that we've really been listening. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. And the primary way we listen to Jesus is through the scriptures, the Bible. We're not reinventing the wheel here. As believers, we all know how to hear Jesus, how to listen to Jesus. The challenge for us is, are we going to respond and obey? And it is through the Bible. We could be reading the Bible alone, and we can listen to Jesus. We could be hearing someone preach or teach. We could be with other people in a Bible study. Jesus speaks to us through these means. So even now, we can be listening to his voice. And the whole of Genesis to Revelation, the whole beginning and end of the book of the Bible, is they're talking about Jesus. Jesus says all the scriptures speak about him. Now, in the Gospels, you've got the red letters. Some Bibles have the words of Jesus in red letters. They're direct quotes. But as he said, all the scriptures testify about Jesus. They're all speaking about him. And we can listen to Jesus throughout the whole Bible. So it's really about engaging with the Bible. The Bible's not a dead book. With the Spirit poured out on the words of the Bible, we can listen to Jesus. And we can hear him. We can hear him speak through the Bible. And there are other ways, as a side, to listen to Jesus. You can have a still, small voice inside, like Elijah. God speaks through nature, through circumstances, through other people. But primarily, Jesus, the living word, speaks through the written word, the Bible, in the power of the Holy Spirit. So a full picture of listening to Jesus, what it means is we listen and then we follow. We listen and obey according to his word as revealed in the Bible. That's what it means to listen to Jesus. So, as always, to help us navigate through these commands, what I've chosen to do is to see each command as tough, each command as tender, and how each command demands a response. So tough, tender, and response. And the command from Jesus to listen to him, it can actually present us with a tough reality that we might not want to listen to him. There's a reason why we as humans cherry pick. Because some of the commands are easier than others. And Jesus actually says, to think about this tough reality, he says at least three things about people who do not want to listen to him. And they're actually quite tough to hear. Number one, Jesus says, those that don't listen to him have no place in their hearts for his words. Number two, those who don't want to listen to him, they're not of the truth. And number three, those that don't want to listen to him don't belong to God. So number one, Jesus says those who don't listen to him have no place for his words in their hearts. In John 8, his adversaries are coming at him. They're attacking him. And he says, you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. So what Jesus says won't fit into their hearts. They don't want to listen to him. There's no room for Jesus in their hearts. Number two, Jesus says those who don't want to listen to him are not of the truth. He says in John 18:37, as we read, everyone on the side of truth listens to me. And that seems to imply that those that don't listen to Jesus, they don't want to listen to Jesus, they're on the side of falsehood. And that's quite tough to hear. According to Jesus, those who do not listen to him are not on the side of truth. Now, we want to be on the side of truth, don't we? But Jesus is just saying, if you don't want to listen to me, you're not on the side of truth. And number three, Jesus says those who don't listen to him don't belong to God. Now, Jesus says in John 8, and remember, Jesus is God in a body. He says, whoever belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. I'm just telling you what Jesus says. So Jesus says that those who do not listen to him don't belong to God. And throughout that passage, Jesus is debating those who are against him and how they don't listen to him. He actually says some quite hard words, Jesus. He says they belong to their father, the devil. He seems to be saying that if we don't listen to Jesus, we don't belong to God. And one question I ask when I read that is, if we don't belong to God, then who do we belong to? It's tough words. It's a tough reality that we as humans have to face when it comes to Jesus. So it can be tough to hear that those who don't want to listen to Jesus have no place for Jesus in their hearts. They're not on the side of truth, and they don't belong to God. But now we come to the tenderness of the command. So John Piper says that only God can give us eyes to see and ears to hear. And that's why Jesus says that those who do not listen to his words are not of God. So in keeping with this theme of grace, in that God empowers that which he commands, the good news is that only through God and only by God can we listen to Jesus. So it's God's work in us that allows us to listen to Jesus. And in his tenderness, God himself empowers us by the Spirit, his people, to listen to Jesus. God himself empowers those who belong to him to listen to Jesus. And I find that a tender reality, that I can't listen to Jesus without Jesus. And so you come to Jesus and you depend on Jesus to speak. So in contrast to the toughness, those who don't want to listen to Jesus, for those that do belong to God, listening to Jesus, instead of it meaning that we don't have a place in our hearts, listening to Jesus for those that do belong to God, have a place in their hearts for the words of Jesus. Those who want to listen to Jesus are on the side of truth. And those that listen to Jesus do belong to God. So, number one, listening to Jesus is having a place in our hearts for Jesus. If we listen to Jesus and we welcome his words, if that's the reality of your life, and you welcome Jesus and you listen to him and you look to obey his words, we can know that he himself has created a place in our hearts to listen to him. So only God can create that place. And if that place is there, God made it so. The Bible says God made us alive together with him. It's God's work. We can know that God has done a gracious work in us that enables us to listen to Jesus and receive and look to respond in obedience to his words. And that's a good place to be, in a place of grace. Lord, I can listen to you. I want to listen to you. I do listen to you because I belong to you, and it's because of you that I belong to you. So number one, listening to Jesus is having a place in our hearts for Jesus. Number two, listening to Jesus is being on the side of truth. So If we listen to Jesus and we welcome his words and we obey his words, we are on the side of truth. Now, all authority in heaven and on earth belongs to Jesus. So, to be on the side of truth is to be on the side of the ultimate supreme authority over everything. And I would argue that's also a good place to be. In Jesus Christ, on the side of truth, we are on the side that wins. We are on the side of the King. We are on the side of the one who has all authority over every situation. And one theologian said, there's not one part of the universe that Jesus does not say, mine. So that's a good place to be, being on the side of truth in Jesus. Because to be on the side of truth, all authority on heaven and earth has been given to me. We are on the side of the one who speaks the word of God with all authority. When he walked this earth, he spoke the words of God. I and the Father are one. And by the Spirit, we can read his words in the Bible and receive that authority, receive God's authority. Nobody ever spoke like Jesus. Remember the stories that people talked about who heard him. They said, no one ever spoke like this man. There's a group of people who went to go and arrest him, and they came back and said, we can't arrest him. There's no one ever spoke like him. His word silences demonic supernatural powers just by his word. His word creates. His word quietens storms. His words bring eternal life, and his words awaken saving faith. The one who listens to Jesus is on the side of truth. And if you listen to Jesus, celebrate that you're on the side of truth. Number three, listening to Jesus is belonging to God. So in contrast to not listening to Jesus, not belonging to God, now we listen to Jesus, we belong to God. As we've read, my sheep, just meditate on that. My sheep. As I've said, Jesus is the good shepherd. He calls his people sheep. We're not actually sheep, but it's giving us a picture of us belonging to him. My sheep hear my voice, says Jesus. If you listen to Jesus, you belong to God. And belonging to God, what does that mean? At least three things. Belonging to God is having eternal life. Now, that does mean that we live forever, but everybody lives forever, either with God or without God, in that sense. But Jesus defines eternal life as knowing God. Because I used to think eternal life was just living forever, and it involves that. But actually, Jesus says in John 17:3, this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So it's knowing God. That's the definition of eternal life. And knowing God, having eternal life, is the great privilege of the new covenant. This new agreement that God has made with believers in Jesus, sealed by the broken body and the bloodshed of Jesus. And sealed by the Holy Spirit. It says in Hebrews 8:11, he's quoting Jeremiah the prophet. He says, no longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. And so we want to be listening to those words. There's an assumption that when we become born again and believe in Jesus, we know God. And we want to grow in knowing more about God. And we've thought about Pentecost, didn't we? One of the benefits of Pentecost is that by the Spirit we all get to know God. We get to actually know God. And so we can come before God and hear God speak in our hearts. Hear the one who has all authority in heaven and on earth speak into our hearts through his word. So number one, belonging to God is having eternal life. Number two, belonging to God is being eternally secure in God in Christ. Jesus says, they shall never perish. No one shall snatch them out of my hand. And thirdly, belonging to God is being a gift from the Father to Jesus. I don't know if you've ever thought about that. Jesus says, my Father, he's talking about his sheep, his people, my Father who has given them to me is greater than all. I think there's a place for us to enjoy and celebrate and meditate that we are a gift from the Father to Jesus. Let's think about that. So this command to listen to me from Jesus is tough, it's tender. How do we respond? Well, our response, of course, is to listen to Jesus. So if your initial response to this command, to listen to Jesus, is that you don't want to listen to Jesus, I would urge you to consider whether you are born again. And we all have to engage with God and ask ourselves difficult questions. Are you born again? Do you want to listen to Jesus? I would urge you, like the apostles, be reconciled to God. Ask God to do a work in you that will cause you to become a new creation and want to listen to Jesus. And reach out to someone who knows Jesus and speak to them. Speak to myself, speak to the others. Who knows Jesus in this room? Put your hands up. If you know Jesus, so if you don't know Jesus, there's loads of people you can speak to. And of course, many of us, perhaps all of us, do know Jesus. And we want to listen to him. And we want to pursue Jesus, listen to him. We want to obey. And God has given us that desire in our hearts. Now we're born again. And he wants to change us, that his desires would live in our hearts. That's part of what it means to pray in the Spirit, is that God's desires, God himself comes into our heart. His desires come into our hearts. As Romans says, we don't know what to pray, but the Spirit comes in and prays for us. And so God himself comes in and his desires begin to manifest in our hearts to see the kingdom advance. And I just felt the Lord wanted us to determine in our hearts today to listen to Jesus afresh. That we would say today, this gift from God that we're enjoying, we're celebrating, let's come before the Lord and determine in our hearts that we are going to listen to him. All of us. Now, we can do that in many ways, but I've got at least four ways that we can determine to listen to Jesus. To help us. So we can determine to listen to Jesus. Number one, we can be like Mary and sit at his feet. Rushing, anxiety, busyness, smartphones, grateful for them, but we have to be careful. All those things can get in the way of us sitting at the feet of Jesus. So there's a really important short story, still got a few minutes, in Luke 10. Many of you will know it. And it says, Jesus and his disciples were on their way. Jesus came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to Jesus. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, Don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. So it wasn't that Martha was doing horrendous things. She was doing the right thing at the wrong time. Jesus was in the house. When Jesus is in the house, it's wise to listen to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. So we can determine in our hearts this morning that we are going to sit at the Lord's feet like Mary and we're going to listen throughout our whole lives. We meet together on a Sunday for 2-3 hours. That's a small portion of the week. Jesus is speaking every day, every morning, every afternoon, every evening. We can listen to him. And as children of God, because of who he has created us to be, we're not doing these things to make ourselves children of God. We are already belonging to him if you're in the kingdom, if you're in Christ. You're a sheep. We're sheep. I'm a sheep. We're all sheep. So it's not about attaining salvation. We've been saved, but now we are saved. Let's sit at his feet and listen to him. That means it does involve times of quiet. And theologians say a lot of the New Testament is one massive argument to listen to Jesus. That means sometimes turning the television off. I'm not against watching TV. I quite enjoy watching television. But it can become too much. I enjoy food. That can become too much. God has given us many things to enjoy, and we should be thankful for all that God has given us. But let's be careful that it doesn't cause us to not sit at Jesus' feet. And these. I can just tell you know what I mean. We've just got to be careful. Because so many good things come out of this. So I'm not like, you know, that's. I've tried to put it away and, you know, live on an island. It doesn't work. There's a lot of good things that come through, but it's a distraction. And especially, like me, I use my iPad to study the Bible. So I've always got, you know, BBC Sport and other things lingering. Crew clothing, you know. Any more deals? Just thinking, Lord doesn't, you know, but it distracts you. So we've just got to be careful as best we can. And sitting at his feet, it looks like, for me, sitting in a chair with the Bible open. It's not rocket science. Filled with the Spirit, Lord, speak to me. And just open the Word and read. And you'll be amazed and you grow in it. Sitting at the feet like Mary. Because when Jesus was walking this earth, he was in a body. And he said to the disciples, it will be better that I go away. The reason it's better that he goes away is now we all get to be filled with the Spirit and we can all sit with Jesus. He's not now in one place. He's everywhere by the Spirit. Isn't that something? So I can be sat at home on a wet Tuesday evening in Stoke. That's a football term, sorry. I can be sat at home. Listening to Jesus, you are 300 miles away. You can listen to him too. So number one, we can determine to listen to Jesus by sitting at his feet like Mary. Number two, we can determine to yield to the command to the Father when he says, on the Mount of Transfiguration, remember, he says, this is my Son who I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. It's about yielding to the command of the Father as well. The Father says, listen to him. In the old days, I spoke in a certain way. in this age, I'm speaking through Jesus. So Jesus is the manifestation of the Father's will. Let's listen to him so we can determine to yield to the Father. Number three, we can be determined to be open to receiving the reality of Jesus' eternal words. Open to that reality that Jesus' words will never pass away. He says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. So let's listen and obey to words that will never pass away. So when we're picking the fruit of the Spirit and receiving the love of God and hearing him speak through the word, we are engaging with eternity. Isn't that something? So we can determine to receive that reality, the eternal reality of Jesus. And number four, we can determine to be open to receive the reality that Jesus' words bring complete joy. And so joy in the Spirit as a Christian is not the same as happiness. Happiness is a part of it. Happiness is dependent on circumstances. A deep, serious joy that is empowered by listening to the words of Jesus, you can walk through ups and downs. It's an all-sustaining joy in our inner life, which means that we walk through the mountains and the valleys. Jesus says, if you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. I have spoken so your joy may be complete. So let's be like Mary. Let's yield to the Father. Let's receive the eternal reality of his words. And let's receive by faith complete joy. So, Father, we just thank you. In Jesus' name, by the Spirit, for the reality of the Trinity, the reality of salvation, the reality that you declare us righteous. And not only do you declare us righteous, but you delight in declaring us righteous. And Lord, you help us. Not only do you help us, as amazing as that is, you delight in helping us. And I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, you would visit every single one of us in our hearts right now in a special way, that we'll be determined to listen to Jesus. And that doesn't mean we don't listen to other people, other voices, but we would make it our heart's priority to listen to the King. And Lord, we pray for those who don't want to listen to you. Lord, we pray for your saving grace to be made real in their lives. Lord, it does require a decision to respond to the gospel. Would you help them, we pray. And Lord, I pray that each and every one of us who belong to you, we would experience the empowerment of a fresh determination to sit at your feet as best we can. Give us wisdom, Lord, that we would make space for the King. Make space for the living word through the written word by the Spirit. And Lord, I pray that you would help us surrender to the command of the Father to listen to Jesus. And Lord, I pray you would help us receive the reality that Jesus' words will never pass away. And I pray, Lord, for a fresh infusion of joy in our hearts, that we would celebrate that we know you. It wouldn't just be knowing you, there would be a celebration. That knowing you is a huge privilege. It saved us. And as Steve said earlier, it gives us a hope. It gives us the certain reality of a heavenly city. And we've been talking about homes today, haven't we? Celebrating God giving us homes, and praise God. And he also causes us to celebrate our true home, the heavenly city, where there will be no sickness, where there will be no despair, where there will be no sin, where there will be no rebellion. There will be light. And the journey has begun. And that's where we're heading. So we just thank you for that heavenly city, Lord. And I pray we would celebrate belonging to you. And we would listen to you. But Lord, would you help us here? Would you help us know you? In Jesus' name. Amen. So before I close the service, or we close the service, I wanted to just listen to a song, if that's all right, just to seal this in our hearts. So this is a lyric video from Jonathan, and the song's called To Know You. So let's just spend some time before the Lord, receiving from him.